Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
As all people who know me, my character is very shy, quiet. I'm an introvert. Not really. Let it be said, you know when Matthew Morgan has entered the building. It's who I am. It's what I do. My wife is a professional eye roller. Head in hands, really? Is that my husband? She has learned to live with it. Today, in the series of It's Time, I want to say it's time to be bold. I want to read from Joshua chapter 1 in the first 6 verses. Verse 1, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and to this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you and never forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to the fathers to give them. I like the fact that God spoke to Joshua. God will always speak to his people. He's a constant, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He spoke to Joshua, he spoke to Moses, and he speaks to us today because he is constant. He can be relied upon. He can be heard. We just have to tune in and listen. Sometimes we forget that God will speak to us today. God spoke to you, whatever age you are just now. Do you remember when you accepted him into your life? We all received that revelation. God spoke to you. You got it, you understood it, and you accepted it. God is still speaking today. Still wanting to seek and save that which is lost, even in 2021. What about your grandchildren or your children or people in the church? Who is God speaking to in your life today that you can encourage and help? Is there someone today that I will see and God is trying to speak to them into their life? God is always calling the next person to be part of his story, us to speak into other people's lives. He called you before you were born. God is calling you today to stand up and be bold. You know, I don't think it was news to Joshua that Moses wasn't coming back. He had passed away. God was confirming to Moses that Moses was his servant. But he completed that task. He's done. A new time has come. There's a new chapter to begin. Anyone ready to turn a new page and start a new chapter? It's always exciting when something new happens, especially something big like a new house, a new car or job, new family member being born. Things change in our lives. In verse 2, we see the word arise. Arise, go over the Jordan. Last week, we heard from Daniel saying it's time to rise up. You know, when I see the word arise, to me, I see someone lounging or horizontal. They're just down there doing nothing. It speaks to someone who is down, really not doing much. It's time to get going. It's time to awaken. It's time to lift your head. In Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 we read, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon you. Every time Jesus said the word arise, it was an instruction, and in the obedience of that instruction, as people listened to Jesus, they arose into their healing. What do you need to arise into today? Sometimes there's a time when God says arise within us. Sometimes he speaks. Remember, he does speak to us. The Holy Spirit can give us these opportunities. It may be when we're out walking or at school, at university, work. Social media can pose opportunities for us. That part of a conversation that triggers something in you that says, arise. Go and speak with them. It says, it's the arise within your spirit. Go and share. Start a conversation. Bring encouragement, love, hope. We all have influence. We have people that we influence. In our lives, maybe one person, two people, 500 more. In your family, people are watching you. Your neighbors, they're watching you. People in church, they're definitely watching you. In the supermarket, people may be watching you. They're watching to see what you do. The responsibility was on Joshua, who will lead so many people, and you need to, and they will watch him and will go with him over the Jordan. Who has God called you to take on with you on your journey? If God says, cross the Jordan, who are you taking with you? People who will look to you as a leader and that you will arise and cause them to inherit the land that God has already promised to them. Joshua's maybe at the front leading, but the promised land was for all of them. You know, Neil and Daniel are at the front of our church leading, but the promises are for the whole church. They're for everybody. What a privilege. What a responsibility. When we arise and stand up, it causes a response in other people. And for them to walk into their calling and their purpose that God has already set out for them. It's not up to someone else. Moses was dead. It's Joshua's time now. It's our time now. It's our time today. In verse 3, we read, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I said to Moses. We often challenge ourselves that we want to do something great for God. Well, at least I do. No matter what other achievements I have accomplished in life, I just want to do something great for God. I want to grow in ministry, to influence people and make a real impact for Jesus as we live. We can often think I should walk this way or that way. Maybe I should just stand here and hold my right leg up and wait for God's guidance as to where I should put my foot down. But as we put our foot down, we can maybe think, is this the right thing to do? We just want to do the right thing. And sometimes we can be so cautious about what we do, so cautious about taking a step, thinking we may make the wrong move, that we end up doing nothing. Nothing. No moving at all. It's always easier to stand still and involves absolutely no effort. But no marathon runner ever made it across the finish line by standing at the start. We mustn't be afraid of making the wrong move. Because if we make the wrong move, we'll know. Firstly, people, they'll tell you. And you know what? We'll get a witness. God will always witness to us if we're doing the wrong thing. We should really listen to that voice, the Spirit of God. It will always tell us if we're doing the wrong thing. I've sometimes lost my peace, and God always comes and tells me, you're doing the wrong thing, you're going the wrong way. And he brings me back where I should be, back on track, because God's peace is the greatest place to be in. It's all in the step. And not doing anything is not an option. Let me tell you, there's a ministry in all of us. Every place your sole of your foot will tread, I have given to you. Go out there and take the land. It did not matter where Joshua put his foot, if he went left or right. All that mattered, he was walking in the promises of God. Go and stomp all over the land. The promised land was all sorts of landscape. There were mountains and woodlands and valleys. There were farmlands and crops, villages, cities, all completely different and varied. Everyone's calling is different. Yours isn't mine and mine isn't yours. Are you afraid to take a risk? Afraid of doing something, not knowing if it's the will of God? The Bible says the peace of God is ours. In Philippians 4 verse 7, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Sometimes we overthink it, when God has already gone beyond all the thinking and understanding needed. He already has seen the outcome. The peace of God should rule our hearts. Mega Kids Club thrives because I have peace that God is ultimately in control. And as we open in the next few weeks and we see 300 to 400 children coming into this building, yes, you heard me. I've got faith for that many children coming here when Kids Club restarts, all singing about Jesus. God guides me. I know that he uses me to tell them about his love and his purpose for their lives. I know it's God's will because I'm still going and he's still steering me. And trust me, this needs a whole lot of guidance. What's your ministry? Preaching, praying for people, helping with finance, hospitality, conversation, a shoulder to cry on, fundraising? You fill in the blank. Just put your foot down. Everywhere your foot goes down in your ministry, it's yours. You can choose to restrict yourself and do what you've always done because of maybe something you've experienced in the past, because of what someone said to you, or because maybe how wrongly you see yourself. Or you can say, I actually want to stomp all over this land. I want to see what God has for me. I want to see everything God has for me. I want to experience all of it. You know, I want to live large. God wants us to live large. In verse 4 we read, from the wilderness and this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all of the land of the Hittites into the great sea. That's all the way to the Mediterranean. Toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. When God said to Joshua, every place you put down your foot, it belongs to you. He was literally saying, this is massive. It's a huge life for you, almost unending, vast. It is the best life. It's everything you could possibly dream and hope for. This was said to a man who was currently living in a tent. Homeless people live in tents. God was getting in his head and saying, your best life is ahead of you and it's in me. Folks, your best life is in God. Further in the book, in chapter 6, we read that Jericho was tightly shut up because of the children of Israel. No one went out and no one came in. Lockdown anyone? It's not the greatest of lives. Even though the inhabitants of Jericho lived inside God's very promised land flowing with milk and honey, they were living a constrained life. They couldn't go out. They couldn't come in. We all know what that looks and feels like. Sometimes I've heard from people saying, I don't want to be a Christian because it's a restricted life. The complete opposite is true. People say they want to be free. I want to do what I want to do. We find out, however, that it is when people can get tied up in their I'll do whatever I want to access life, then addiction and problems set in as the enemy gets them all tied up within their perceived freedom, doing whatever they want. Jericho was tightly shut up whilst the inhabitants were trying to hold on to their freedom. In John 10, Jesus said he's the good shepherd, the true shepherd, the doorway to new pastures. The freedom comes from knowing his voice and also knowing his protection. Knowing to ignore the voice of strangers. When God showed Joshua and described the vastness of the land, he's saying all things are possible today. God does not put restrictions on you. It's the devil that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. The abundance of God is yours. He wants you to live large. Verse 5. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. God promises that no one will stand against Joshua. We too today have the victory. If we go back earlier in Moses and Joshua's story, in Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, it says, so the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. And he would return to camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. Moses would go to the tabernacle and spend time with his God. The Bible says they spoke together face to face, as a man would with his friend. As a man speaks to his friend. Moses wasn't using his most posh phone voice with someone he didn't know who was on the other end of the phone. Moses was speaking to his friend. I speak differently to my friends. They know me and I know them. We have a laugh and a joke. We cry together. That was Moses having a joke, a laugh, a serious time. A time with his friend. A sad time. That's intimacy. That's honesty. That's closeness. That's a relationship. God's glory came down and rested upon Moses. Joshua was there with him. Joshua stayed there. He would not leave. Joshua saw something spectacular. Here is God, who you're not allowed to see face to face, come face to face with Moses. Joshua was given a glimpse. He stood there and he wanted some of that. You see, a few chapters later on, when Moses came down from the mountain having received the Ten Commandments, his face is shining so much they had to cover it over. Moses leaves the tent. And he says, and Joshua stays. He says, you know what? I'm going to stay here. I want some of that. I want some of what Moses got to rub off on me. Even though God had gone, even though Moses had gone, Joshua was waiting a little longer. He wanted to walk with God the way his mentor Moses walked with God. I want to see him. God, if you hear me, my prayer is to walk with you like you walked with Moses. Then in verse 5 of Joshua chapter 1, we read, as I was with Moses. God was reaffirming to Joshua in the very first words that he spoke to him, I will be with you. God is with you today. He will never leave you or forsake you. As I was with Moses, he will be with you. And as he was with Joshua, he will be with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Be strong and courageous. You know, you don't have to be strong and courageous if you're just going to coast through life. But here, it's not an option. God's not looking for a volunteer or someone to stand up and say, I'm the strong and courageous one. No, God is saying to Joshua, you be the strong and courageous one. God is saying to us, don't look at others to be the strong and courageous ones. He has put all we need within us to be the strong ones and the courageous ones. Joshua was to divide up the land, the promised land, the land that God had swore the Israelites that this is theirs. Not the suggested land or not the possibility land. It is the promised land. You see, you don't earn an inheritance. It's given to you because of who you are. It's promised to you. I believe that every person can be saved and that Jesus died for everyone. In the ministry of Mega Kids Club, I believe that every child that comes within the sound of the gospel can be saved. And get this, there's an inherited land for them. I'm totally convinced that everyone can be saved. What do you believe? Because I believe this. I am a missionary to Peterhead. This Welshman moved to Peterhead in 1995, studied at Bible College, and trained in the things of God. I believe that Peterhead is my field, my step, my inheritance. For the last 23 years, I've been telling children about Jesus. My friend, because I believe completely and utterly they can be saved. Later in the book, God is giving Joshua more instructions. Comes one of my most favorite scriptures in the Bible, because maybe it's what my personality is like. I just like a good story. As the army got to gather around and to ready to take the most fortified city on planet Earth, God says, shout, I have given you the city. It's time to be bold and shout. It's time to awaken the ministry inside of you and start influencing. It's time to live large, because God will always be with you and be your inheritance. I believe more than now than ever, we need to shout because God has given Peterhead. When you believe that Peterhead is your land, that every person that passes you on the street, that person you meet in the supermarket, the people that you see at your children's clubs after school, your work colleagues, when you see them as God sees them, that they can be saved and receive their inheritance. Because of that belief, you will be bold and confident to share the love of God with people, to pray with the sick, fully believing they will be healed. Something will arise inside of you and give you the boldness like never before, because God is with us. You know, Peterhead is divided amongst us. You can influence and affect people I may never come into contact with because of your circle of influence. Your mission field is all around about you. God's already given it to you. You need to take a step. It's time to be bold. When we know that hope that is eternal life in Christ Jesus, that hope will make you bold. It will make you audacious and may even make you look crazy to some people. But that hope steps out in faith. It moves into God's promises and trusts in the overwhelming goodness of God, who will never leave us or forsake us. Lord, I pray today that we can be people of influence. We can be bold and courageous as we live out our inheritance in our town or wherever we may be. We will be willing to speak your word today, to live out your word today as people watch us and are crossing our paths. Maybe be the ones who shine a light into their lives. Help us to remember you go with us as you never leave us or forsake us. As you were with Joshua, the same way as you were with Moses, you will shine your glory through us so we are a light to our community. Maybe this is the first time you've realized that Jesus died for you and you have an inheritance too. The Bible says that if we believe in our hearts and confess with our mouths that Jesus Christ is Lord, then we shall be saved. Why don't you say a prayer with me today and invite Jesus to be Lord of your life? Father God, I pray today and ask forgiveness for the things I've done wrong. I believe in my heart that Jesus is the Son of God and came to die on the cross and rose again so I may be forgiven and have eternal life in heaven. I ask right now that you would come into my life and be with me all the days of my life. As my inheritance through you, guide me, protect me, and ignite me for ministry. In your precious name, amen.
Thank you.